What you said about fostering a relationship with the local police, could that also be part of the plan in talking to them and getting advice from them? And if so, what's the best thing to do? Have a pastor call the local police department, or what would you suggest on that?
Most of our churches are located in a community, a city, a small town, a township, and there is always a responsible police agency. Yes, the pastors should take the steps of contacting the local police department, speaking to the leadership, expressing their concerns, asking for assistance, and asking for that guidance. And then even when you develop your plans, share them with your police department so they know what actions you will take during an emergency so they know how to react, because often you'll have to enact your plans before police can arrive. So it's important that they too are aware of what your actions are and even have a copy of your plan so that they know how to respond and how you will be reacting in certain situations.
All right. Well, some really helpful tips there. And I know, as Oscar alluded to earlier, I have a big help in our church because I have Oscar Rivera in the church, and we live on the foothills of the Appalachian Trail. And we have had some trail hikers come through before in different situations. A lot of them come, but we've had some that were not in the right state of mind or just had other things going on because of substance abuse. And it's nice to have him there. But we have also fostered a relationship with our local community, had police officers come in and teach our children some of these safety things, as well as just not long ago, just a few days ago, I had a counseling situation that was coming my way, and I expected it could become volatile, and I talked to the police ahead of time, and we were, ready to help each other with whatever might happen. But so I could wholeheartedly agree with what you've mentioned. Keith, do you have any comments you would like to add to this before I would like to also ask you to close our program in prayer for the day?
I think this has been just an excellent discussion. I was recalling a time in our church when we were picketed by that Phelps bunch from Kansas because we allegedly were too soft on homosexuality, and that itself is quite a joke. But shortly after we learned they were coming, the policemen showed up at our house, at our place at the church. They already knew about it. They already had a plan in place to keep everybody apart, to provide safety, and it was going to be on a Sunday evening so folks could come and go to the Sunday evening service without that being interrupted. And they were most helpful in helping us work together with it. And we have found that to be the case, Oscar, as you alluded, even in the ongoing security plans that we have. We have a Christian school. We have security things in place there. We've had drills with our faculty. They know where to take the kids. We've talked to our church congregation about, like you said, where we meet up as families, what needs to happen, what kind of exits are available, what do we use, what kind of security is in place during a service. And it's a picture of the times in which we live. God has called us in these days in which we live to make the gospel plain. He has called on us to lift up Christ. He has given us officers of our government to keep us safe, to provide for law and order, to be a blessing to those that do good, to bring the sword against those who would do evil. And all of this, I think, points to a picture where we work together. We are co-laborers together.